In a digital age where privacy concerns are at the fore, Slack has found itself in hot water. Users across the globe expressed outrage after uncovering that Slack had been using their data for AI training without explicit consent. This revelation didn't come through an official announcement. The disclosure was instead dug up by a tenacious group of privacy advocates. They alleged that Slack's methods, veiled in obscurity, constituted a breach of trust. Slack, a tool pivotal for team communication and collaboration, has undeniably transformed workspace dynamics. But with this transformation comes a responsibility to safeguard user data and uphold transparency. The company's terms of service did provide some legal cover. It stated that data could be used to improve service functionality. But users felt deceived, believing that improvement meant enhancing user experience directly, not AI algorithm training. Critics argue that there is a difference between improving existing features and developing new, unannounced technologies. Slack's defense? That users benefit from AI-enhanced features. But does the end justify the means? To some, the answer might be a resounding no. Trust has become as valuable a commodity as the data itself in our interconnected world. Slack must now navigate the fallout of their choices, with both their reputation and user loyalty hanging in the balance. The company responded with an apology and promised changes. "We are reviewing our policies," a Slack representative stated, committed to regaining our users' trust. Yet questions remain. Will this incident push for stricter regulations on tech companies' use of data? Time will tell if Slack's attempts to make amends will be enough, or if they will face stricter scrutiny, a backlash possibly affecting their market standing. Perhaps even more importantly, what this episode means for the delicate balance between innovation and privacy remains to be seen.